This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Monday, January 30th, 2012. I am your host, Elliot Miller. And let's get right to the news, shall we? The GMT and Victory Point Games Strategic Alliance has announced the latest addition to their deluxe series of games. Basically, the Strategic Alliance is a cooperative agreement between the two companies where GMT takes some of the best offerings from VPG and gives it the deluxe treatment. The great news is that the States of Siege line is finally hitting the GMT P500. Revolt and Revolution is the title of the game. The idea for this and future volumes is to thematically take two existing titles from VPG's States of Siege line and add a third as-yet-unpublished game to the pack to create a GMT box set using larger counters, full-size cards, and mounted maps, all utilizing the talents of GMT's art and production team. The States of Siege game system from Victory Point Games features solitaire play in which the player is thrust into the role of defending a central position from attackers advancing on a number of fronts using area movement. Event cards provide the challenges and opportunities players use to fend off defeat while they battle for victory. Each game in the series introduces new elements to the robust game engine and expands the possibilities of what can be simulated. With each event card, players have a variety of actions possible, but are limited by the number of action points on a given turn. In a States of Siege game, there are just never enough points to get all the things done they would like. The first game in the pack is by series creator Darren Levelov. Soviet Dawn, the Russian Civil War, 1918-1921, puts you in the position of defending the Bolshevik Revolution from the array of white forces bent on its destruction. Can you deal with the great crisis of that time and defend the revolution? Will you withdraw from the Great War, World War I, or exercise the Bukharin option and fight on? Can you execute the Tsar in time, or will the Whites rescue him? Will you fortify Petrograd or press your offenses home? How will you deal with internal and external dissent? These are just some of the challenges to meet as you decide the fate of communism in the 20th century. Revolt and Revolution will include both the base game Soviet Dawn and its expansion pack. The second game in the tri-pack is from series developer John Welsh. Levée en Masse, The Wars of the French Revolution, 1789-1802. And I sure hope I said that right, otherwise Jeff's going to give me a hard time. Puts you in the position of defending the Republican Revolution from forces both within and outside of France during the tumultuous years of the French Revolution. Can you suppress the forces of monarchy and despotism to maintain the Republican spirit in France? Can you export the revolution by liberating neighboring states and creating sister republics? Will you be able to keep order in Paris as it suffers from riot after riot? Can you rally your armies to defeat those of rival European states like Britain, Prussia, and Austria? These are just a few of the obstacles you must overcome to end monarchy and bring forth the era of republican government that will transform Europe in the 19th century. Revolt and Revolution will include both the base game, Levée en Masse, and its expansion pack. I seem to remember Jeff mentioning how much he really enjoyed Levée en Masse. The third game in Volume 1 is a never-before-published game in the States of Siege series, Cruel Necessity, the English Civil Wars, 1640-1653, puts you in charge of Puritanism and Parliament and their attempts to usher in the Reformation and Age of Reason. Can you create a fighting force capable of defeating the royalist armies of Charles I? Can you foster Puritan religious reforms while suppressing those of your rival Protestants and hated Catholics? Can you forge an alliance with your Covenanters of Scotland and provide them for going over to the king? Can you manage the rebellions in Ireland without draining too many men and resources to do so? These are just some of the dilemmas you must balance in order to bring an end to divine right monarchy and usher in the Age of Revolution. Revolt and Revolution is on the P500 right now for just $45 at the GMT website. A Call to Arms, Starfleet, Main Rulebook is available now from Mongoose Publishing. A game to me that seems to harken back to the legendary Starfleet battles, A Call to Arms, Starfleet is a game of space combat in the Starfleet universe. Throughout humanity's space-age history, the Federation has come under pressure from many enemies. Now you can play out these confrontations on the tabletop with entire fleets drawn from the Federation, Klingon Empire, Romulan Empire, or any one of the many other fleets that range across the galaxy, from skirmishes involving lone destroyers to the clashing of large fleets against their bitterest rivals. A call-to-arms Starfleet is your ticket to exciting battles that take place in the depths of space. The call-to-arms main rulebook includes full fleet lists for the Federation, Klingons, Romulans, Gorns, Zintis, Tholians, Pirates of Orion, and civilians. Over 50 individual ships are detailed. A complete campaign system. Special actions that include exciting maneuvers such as high-energy turns or high technology such as engage cloaking device. As well as general scenarios, there are also tactical challenges, special missions designed to test the limits of your admiralship. It's an easy-to-learn rule system that will have you playing in 10 minutes, but which will take years to master. Rules covering drones, cloaking devices, plasma torpedoes, and all of your favorite ships. This is a new Star Trek Universe miniatures game from Mongoose, with the Federation and Klingon fleet miniature box sets due out any day now, according to the Mongoose website. The rules themselves are a mere 22 pounds, or about 35 US dollars. I used to love playing Starfleet battles back in the day, and I think Jeff did too. It's just we never had any of these miniature things. We just used the counters. That's about all you can afford as a teenager. New from Bored Enterprises is the Royalty. So you've designed your world. You figure out the most important kingdom and who the ruler is. Your players and their characters start adventuring there, and then you realize you only know 4 people in the palace. The Royalty is a fully established set of nobility ready to drop into your game world. They come fully equipped with backgrounds, personalities, and schemes of their own. But this isn't simply an organization of a family and maybe some staff. This is an interconnected collection of nobles that can be worked into various different hierarchies and governmental styles. Ridiculous, you say? Well, there are 2 fully established governmental styles included, one more feudal and the other a council of local barons. This generic supplement will fit into any fantasy role-playing game because it's not dependent on stats and equipment, but instead on personalities and motivation. Here you'll learn that sometimes NPCs can be quite powerful, even if they can't cast a spell or swing a sword. Not surprisingly, with this many powerful people in one book, the adventure ideas are just jumping off the pages. Not interested in a political campaign? No problem. These nobles make a perfect background for the rest of your high adventures. The Royalty combines a baker's dozen series of detailed descriptions with 2 of the 100 series listing shorter descriptions of 100 nobles and 100 castle staff. The result is 213 NPCs that you can add to your game world as you need. Chances are your players won't meet them all, but you will know that you'll have all the angles covered should you need them. The supplement contains 75 pages of content, 213 non-player characters that can inhabit any one of your castles or capitals, and 2 fully designed systems of government using the same set of characters in different roles. The supplement is a PDF and is available now for only $3.98 at both DriveThruRPG and RPGNow.com. AEG has released some more information on the upcoming Thunderstone Advance, or as I like to call it, Thunderstone 2.0 Deluxe. Thunderstone Advance features a number of frequently requested upgrades to Thunderstone. One frequently asked for option leading up to Advance was a full board for the game. Longtime players have pretty much seen this coming. The original base set just had you laying the cards out on the table. When they introduced Dragonspire, AEG put in a dungeon board to explain light a little better. When they put together Thunderstone Advance, they wanted to include a full-size board to give you the whole thing, dungeon, village, and room for extras. The board features the village and dungeon together, but clearly separated in function. A space for everything, and in the case of the village, a few more spaces than you strictly need. They've added more than 8 village spaces for cards, for what they call semi-intelligent randomization. The village is still 8 cards, but this arrangement helps you avoid troubled village setups by placing maximums on any one card type. For instance, if the randomizers deal you more than 3 spells, then you ignore the 4th one and turn up the next randomizer instead. It's all designed to work together to ensure a balanced village experience in every game. Additionally, the light penalty has been renamed, finally, to the darkness penalty, and it's printed right on the board. Now, the board is also double-sided. The flip side is out of the dungeon, in a gloomy wilderness setting. It's still called the Dungeon Hall, so there's a common term for it, but now there's a whole new locale for adventures. The Wilderness board has 4 ranks instead of the normal 3 in the dungeon. Each one only provides a -1 attack penalty instead of a -2. This makes the game a little easier to grasp for new players and provides a different set of scenarios for more varied play. There's a couple of extra spaces on the board which aren't fully explained yet. You'll get to find out about the new familiars and curses on AEG's website soon. So far, the changes coming to Thunderstone are really rekindling at least my excitement for the game. Stay tuned as we'll have more information on Thunderstone Advance as it develops. Mayfair Games has released Automobile Deluxe this week. The deluxe treatment includes a wooden box, 40 wooden salesmen, 120 wooden cars, and a pewter Model A Ford turn marker. The game of Automobile carries you back to the birth of America's car industry, when inventors, craftsmen, and entrepreneurs created a wild array of marvels and misfortunes. You step into this rough romantic trade, hoping to create a fortune by building and selling cars. Tapping the talents of men like Ford, Sloan, Kettering, Howard, Durant, and Chrysler, you balance quality versus quantity, mass production versus premium branding, and innovation versus distribution and aggressive sales. Lose your balance and you'll go bust. Strike the best balance, shift the right gears to best your rivals, and you'll be rich. The deluxe automobile game is for 3 to 5 players and was designed by Martin Wallace. You can pick it up right now with an MSRP of $120. $120? Jeez. Finally, I'd like to congratulate the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast for reaching their 100th episode milestone. The episode was part 2 of their analysis of The Thing on the Doorstep, a horrifying tale by Lovecraft which features an evil wizard, an evil fishwoman, some body snatching, and of course, The Thing on the Doorstep. Each episode of the podcast features hosts Chad Pfeiffer and Chris Lackey delving deep into a Lovecraft story, with readings from the story, a full synopsis, historical background, and exploration of the author's thoughts on the story itself. The podcast is sometimes humorous, sometimes creepy, and it's always entertaining. You can listen yourself at hppodcraft.com. The sad thing is that they're reaching the end of Lovecraft's body of work. They plan to continue the show, but whose works they'll explore next is yet to be revealed. Well, that's it for me. Jeff will be back tomorrow with an all-new look at the day's news on The Daily Dope. Thanks for listening.
The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.